Aloha, everyone, and welcome to Just a Physician, the podcast where we explore mental health, vulnerability, and personal life journeys with creators you know and love. So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't already and listen to new episodes out every Thursday wherever you listen to your podcasts. It is yet another in-person interview with the one, the only Hannah Maloche, everyone. Please give her a round of applause. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yes, thank you for having me. This is so fun.
You drove all the way down from the North Shore. Yeah. The long drive.
I know. It feels like when you think about it, it's like, oh, an hour and some. But then when you actually do the drive, you're like, oh my gosh, it's the extra like 20 minutes that puts it over.
It's brutal. And you know what's so funny is like relative to other areas, I'm like, that's like a normal commute for someone who lives in LA. But in Hawaii, for some reason, it feels like you're like traversing half the world to get to the other side.
Exactly. Especially when it's like the opposite side of the island, because it's like, I feel like the furthest I'll drive in one distance is like an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. So when it gets to that mark, I'm like, okay.
You're like, this is expiration date. Yeah. Let's bring it to a close. Let's go. I mean, thank you for driving all the way down. You are, of course, living in the North Shore now. And for anyone, I mean, everyone knows who you are, but in case there isn't anyone, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Hannah. I live on Oahu, and I also live in Michigan, and I make YouTube videos. I'm on social media, but that's me, basically.
I love
it. It's always so funny, like, doing, like, little intros of yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, or, like, when people ask you to, like, write a little blurb about yourself, like, if they're, like, publishing something, and I'm like, I don't know what to say. I'm a person. I, like, make embarrassing videos online. I don't know.
No, that's literally me. I'm like, that's about it. That's all there is to it.
Well, how long have you been creating content now? How long has it been?
So, it's been, I'm 22 now, but I started my first video, like, right after I turned 13, I posted it. So it's been like almost 10 years.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Wait, what about you?
Oh my God. I think it's been almost 5 years.
Oh my gosh.
I think for me, little baby, I'm still very new to the YouTube landscape. I feel like, thank you. I started in 2017, actually. Maybe that's 6 years, 5 years, 6 years. Who knows? You started when you're 13 though. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Wait, what inspired you to start your channel?
At the time it was like I was watching YouTubers like Bethany Moda and like Meredith Foster and I just that their videos were so comforting to me that I was like, oh, I want to do like my own morning routines and my own little version of that. So that's how it started. But yeah, then I was doing like DIYs and fashion videos, and then I like was trying to do makeup videos too. And then I just think it over like evolved over time to like vlogs and all that stuff.
I mean, now your content is kind of like all of that kind of like wrapped up into one. It's like a good variety. Like with your vlogs, you'll showcase like so many different things that you're doing. It's really fun. There's so much variety.
Yeah, I try. I'm like, I don't even know kind of what, I guess it would just be more so lifestyle. Cause I used to say like beauty, fitness, lifestyle, but now I feel like it's just lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, more so just vlogs. Yeah. I like it like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're in a great place to do it. Like Hawaii. How has living on the North Shore been? Because I used to live on North Shore. And like,
you did? It's,
So I, from 2015 until 2017, I lived on the North Shore. And it's a whole nother world. It's so pretty up there. I mean, how do you like it so far?
Well, I love it. So it's like my third winter there. But like it's been two official years. But, I mean, as you know, I feel like winters, especially, like, North Shore, you kind of, like, count that as, like, I love it. I've definitely, like, evolved, and I think I treat it more so as just, like, a nice, private, like, safe space for me. That's how I view it right now. I have, like, a great routine there, great friends, and I don't know. It's just very mellow, like, every day kind of the same thing. Like even coming to town today, you have to like mentally prepare like, okay, I'm leaving, like going to town today. So
it's so quiet out there. Like that's the really nice thing about North Shore. It's like so peaceful and it's such a different like pace of life. Even and I feel like it's funny because like Honolulu is relatively like laid back compared to like most other places in the US, but like when you go up to North Shore, it really is just like so chill, so nice, so peaceful. Do you feel like that type of like energy and environment like helps you with your headspace with like the work that you do in your job?
Yeah. So like, I don't know. I do like a lot more behind the scenes stuff when I'm here. I would say like, I like content creating and taking pictures and vlogging and everything mm-hmm. when I leave, like going on trips. Mm-hmm. And then when I come back, I like it to be more private, more the computer, the editing, mm-hmm. the posting, like working on stuff. So I think it's so good to be in my routine here. Like mm-hmm. just feels slower. And I don't know, I've grown to like really, really like appreciate a slow repetitive routine, yeah. which I never thought I would be the type of person that would, you know, want that and crave mm-hmm. that. But now I love it. So yeah, it's nice.
That's so cool. And that yeah. makes sense that like this would be kind of like your designated like safe space. If mm-hmm. you kind of like keep that routine here and keep it like as a place where you can do like the editing and the work and stuff like yeah. that. But I totally feel you on like the simple routine, because like growing up, I was always the person that's like, I want every day to be different. I want to yeah. be here and there and constantly doing things yeah. and big projects and all that stuff. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know if I've just like aged really quickly, but I'm just like, oh, you know what? Like just having a very simple day with like a normal yeah. routine, consistency. I'm yeah. like, oh, that's what I want.
Right? No, like I love it. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you have like, Do you have certain things in your day that you feel like you need to do just like keep you on track, or that you like to do for a good day, like workout yes. or like anything?
I'd say like I do like meditation. Have you heard of mala before? Mm-hmm. So it's these beads that are commonly used like in Eastern religions like Buddhism mm-hmm. That help kind of like guide your meditation. And it's like roughly a 15-minute meditation. So I like to just like sit and do a daily meditation to kind of like center me, because, you know, okay. just kind of like being yeah. online, it causes a lot of chaos in the mind, and it feels like your mind just going a million miles per hour. Mm-hmm. So need that like meditation. But I'm honestly trying to work on a routine, because with my ADHD, oh my God, trying to build a routine yeah. is like fucking difficult.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get that. That's good that you meditate. Like, I haven't really gotten into that yet.
Oh, yeah.
But I know it would be so good for me if I mm-hmm. just started trying to. But it's hard to like sit with yourself sometimes and really slow it down.
You should try like mala. I honestly recommend it to so many people, because I used to be that person that like, well, I've always been the person like just sitting down, mm-hmm. closing your eyes mm-hmm. or just looking out and like not moving and not doing anything just makes me go wild, because yeah. I'm like, I need to be doing something with my hands. I need to be moving or something. And so I kind of like, it's just a very simple practice to like help you meditate. But meditation has like so many like mental health benefits and physical yeah. benefits. But what about you? Like, what does your daily routine look like? And might I add, what does your skincare routine look like?
Oh, I'm really curious. Yes. Okay. Oh God. You're gonna be like, what,
Hannah? No.
But so okay, like a really good day for me is getting up around like 7, because okay. I'm trying to be the morning person that gets up at like 6 before sunrise, like be out the door. No, I just can't. I'm mm-hmm. trying to get there maybe, but like 7 I'll wake up mm-hmm. and then I'll do an 8 or 9 workout where I really have learned that I like the intense like HIIT workouts or lifting weights mm-hmm. and just do like lots of intense kind of steps and then be done in like 45 minutes
oh, cool.
to an uh-huh. hour. So I have a class that I like to go to, and then after that I'll come back, do some work, and then I'll go for a walk, which my walks are like an hour and a half.
Wow. Okay. Where, long walk.
Yeah. Like I like to do those when it's like earlier in the morning. Cause then, as you know, you have to kind of catch up with people mm-hmm. that are like East Coast time.
Yes.
So yep, I try and like on my walks, get on my headphones and like call people, whether it's like my mom or my dad or mm-hmm. people for work, like just kind of getting ahead of that. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just come back from the walk and I'll probably like just work for a few hours or mm-hmm. do whatever needs to get done that day. But that's like my morning routine that helps me feel so on it.
That is a beautiful routine. Oh my gosh. Like talk about so like relaxing, and you kind of get all your main things done, and a great way to start the morning. That's very healthy. I cannot relate.
No, that's so inspirational. I try to do it as much as I can. Like Tuesdays, I don't have the class, which today's mm-hmm. Tuesday, but I don't have the class, so I'm like, what yeah. do I do? But yeah, no, I really like it. And then, cool. yeah, as for my skincare, I've been like going back and forth with so many products, but I don't even really know what the face wash I'm using right now is called, mm-hmm. but I'll go get facials done and they'll recommend me like more simple cleansers or cleansers. Mm-hmm. So that one, it just kind of got recommended like a few months ago.
Oh, cool.
I'm still using it, but I'll just wash my face at night. Mm-hmm. And then in the morning, sometimes I'll wash my face like with the cleanser, but mm-hmm. other times I'll just rinse it.
Oh, okay.
And then just use like a moisturizer.
Mm-hmm. That's not terrible. Yeah. Like, it really depends on your skin type. As long as you're cleansing like once a day.
Yeah.
Some people are like, you have to cleanse twice a day. But I'm like, no, sometimes skin is dry. You only mm-hmm. need to do it once if you're not, you know, wearing like a lot of makeup throughout the day. Yeah. Or it just depends on your skin type. So as long as you're cleansing, yeah. that's good.
I know. Like, I'll cleanse for sure at night okay, or if I'm good. Showering. And then I have like a little exfoliant too, with just like little beads that I'll like exfoliate my face okay. every couple nights.
Oh, okay.
Like
yeah.
just to make sure I'm doing that. But yeah, no, I think what I've like mostly been trying to do is yeah, cleanse and moisturize. And then, what do you think about like gua shas?
Oh, gua sha, you know, so I'm like, I think they can be great. I personally don't really use it, but anything that creates kind of a more positive experience, mm-hmm. a mindful kind of like meditative experience, which I feel like gua sha does. It's mm-hmm. like a very like relaxing process is good. I don't know if it will like get rid of any breakout or yeah. wrinkles or scars or stuff like that. That's where I'm like, oh, I don't know. But, but I feel like it's great. And honestly, if it's been used in, for thousands of years and yeah. like, you know, Chinese history, I'm like, well, there must be something to it. So do you like it?
I love it. Like, oh, I was cool. gonna say, that's a part of my routine too, where like I've been trying to do like moisturizer at night mm-hmm. with like some face oil mm-hmm. and then just use the gua sha. I'm like looking at you like, is that okay?
I know. Like, I could sense your anxiety. You're like, I'm hesitant to share this. No, you're good.
But yeah, no, so like I'll do that with the face oil and then sorry. I'll do that with like the face oil and the gua sha. Cool. But yeah, that's like about it for cool. right now.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I feel like every time that I go too intense with my skincare, it's just like, I don't know. I don't want to overwhelm my skin.
And that's good. Simple's always better, yeah. in my opinion. Sometimes like when I've asked people, like, it's funny because some people get embarrassed about like telling me, and I'm like, no, like simple's a good thing. Yeah. Like keeping it really minimal, like it really depends. And especially like here in Hawaii where it's like so humid, mm-hmm. You really have a lot of moisture in the air. Like keeping a simple routine, you don't need to use a lot of serums yeah. or like, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Go
so
crazy.
That's cool. I love the yeah. gua sha part mm-hmm. of it. That's so cool. Yeah. And yeah, I'm always curious to ask like what everyone's skincare routine is, because yeah. I'm nosy like that, you know.
Well, I'm sure. Do you ever like recommend stuff for people, or is it more so just like, I don't know, because you, I mean, obviously your whole thing is skincare and taking care of your skin, mm-hmm. but I think, do you have like a routine for everyone that you would recommend, or is it just when you take a look at their lifestyle and their everything?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to like lifestyle, skin type, skin concerns. So like whenever people ask me like, hey, like what would you recommend, I always like love to help out in any way I can. But yeah. it really does depend on like, you know, like not only what's right for your skin, but what you're realistically going to use, because mm-hmm. it's hard getting into the habit of doing like a skincare routine every single day, every morning, every night. And I used to be that person mm-hmm. that was like, you know, I maybe would like wear a sunscreen like once a week when I was very mm-hmm. first getting into skincare, because building that habit is hard. But I don't know. I like making recommendations that can hopefully help. It's kind of like my favorite part of like mm-hmm. the content yeah. that I make, or even just like interacting with people. So
yeah,
I don't know. I love recommending them. Sorry,
for sure.
Long tangent. I want to jump into the questions that yeah. like I have prepared, because I'm so interested yeah. in like deep diving a little bit like more into your story. And I kind of want to talk to you like about the mindset that you kind of have behind like content creation, behind the work mm-hmm. that you do, because it seems yeah. like you've really found a sweet spot in like the lifestyle that you kind of have, like with what you were just describing, mm-hmm. have a consistent routine, making sure that when you're in Hawaii, you're focused on just the more editing stuff,
yeah.
vlogging, you know, videoing when you travel and all that. So what has it been like since you've been creating content since you were 13 years old? What is has your relationship with content creation kind of changed over the course of the years? How has it affected your mental health? Like, mm-hmm. what has that journey been like?
Oh my gosh, it's been crazy. But I first want to say thank you, because that's like, I feel like a balance that I've been trying to find. So mm-hmm. when people kind of like take notice of that. It's just so relieving because I'm still like always trying to find the balance with it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in the past year, that's been so hard for me mm-hmm. to come on and be vulnerable, but then also like value my personal life and like keeping things private.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know. I think like in high school at first, middle school, high school, I didn't really have anything else that I wanted to do
mm-hmm.
besides social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so passionate and had so much fun with it that it was kind of like all out in the open. Like mm-hmm. I was just like, this is my life. This is who I am. Like put it all out there. And I didn't really have any like struggles with balance. Like
okay.
if I didn't want to post something, I was like, okay, don't post that, you mm-hmm. know? But I think as I've gotten older and I've been doing it for almost like 10 years, it's like, when you evolve, I kind of have like gotten lost at least like a couple times when I'm like, what's just for me? And then what do I like put out there? Am I being a good influence? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It first, I think I always try and keep myself in check. Like, are my intentions good? Like,
yeah.
am I mentally doing good? And when you're going through like mental struggles, it's like harder to find the balance.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, right now I'm like, I don't know. I just try and post things that feel good. Like if I feel inspired or I don't know. Like I try and just come on with really good intentions
mm-hmm.
and like do it early in the morning too.
Mm.
Because if I do it too late at night, then I'm thinking about it like when I go to bed. So.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like trying to think of like little rules that I have with it. Definitely posting in the morning, especially too, as I was talking about like the workout routine, when you're kind of on that high, like getting off a workout or you're in the sun, like when I'm like on my walk, I feel very inspired and just, what would that be, like a dopamine high?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's when I feel like I'm can show up my best of being positive.
Oh,
and
that's
then,
cool.
Yeah. Trying to like get off and not
yeah.
be too consumed and like the views and the likes mm-hmm. and everything too, because if I posted it with good intentions and like it's me, then it's like, okay, you should be able to like get off
mm-hmm.
without like looking into it too much. Does that make sense?
That's good. Yeah. I think, it's your mindset behind it is not kind of letting it dictate your life or letting
yeah.
it necessarily like run your life, which is really inspiring to hear because it's so easy to get in the cycle of just letting it consume you. And I say that because
oh, yeah.
that has been me like so many times, and it's a constant struggle to like get out of that cycle of
yeah.
just like constantly being fully consumed
oh, yeah.
by social media. I relate to like what you were well in the sense like for me I went through like a long period where like I would just eat, breathe, sleep content creation.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like go 24/7. No routine whatsoever beyond
yeah.
just, you know, working.
Mm-hmm.
And I've now come to realize like, oh my God, that is like so unhealthy to have anything in your life like dictate it
that much. Yeah.
But I also like what you were talking about of not like doing any of that work like too late at night so that you like have a healthy routine of like not going to sleep or
mm-hmm.
staying up late, like being consumed by it, like really working by it. I need to do that. I take a lot of inspiration from that because I'm definitely the type of person who's like, oh, it's fine. I'll like
yeah.
go until like 2 a.m. and just work on it. It's totally,
well,
you know,
I say that I don't like to do that, but I'll still do that sometimes. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like
yeah.
I'm not like this, like rise and shut, like get on, do my post and like, I'm going to have a great day.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I still like get so overwhelmed by it sometimes too,
mm-hmm.
which I almost sometimes get more mad at like Instagram or like TikTok or like the platform itself, because I'm like, I know that it's programmed to make everyone addicted. And that's
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, I know I'm not the only one struggling with getting off or seeing who viewed their story or who liked their post. And it's like, I heard something about our generation is in like a currency of attention.
Yes. Absolutely.
And like these apps know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because it's just now more than ever, you have to have discipline because like these apps are literally programmed to keep you on, keep you addicted,
yep.
keep you caring about everyone else. And it's like, there's a time and place to like be online and showing up and then getting absolutely consumed by it. But I
yeah.
still do like every day. And I'm sure you get to that point where you're like, yeah, you're just like confused and overwhelmed by it because you want to get off, but it's like, you know, you have to care a little bit. So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think that like everyone kind of experiences that because I think we've so normalized starting the day and ending the day with social media, yeah, with just like scrolling, you know, the doom scroll, as they call it, and just being so consumed by it, regardless of like what you even do on social media, even if you're just, you know, like a viewer, consumer, it's so normalized. And like you said, they've specifically designed these platforms to be as addictive as possible. Yeah. And it's really interesting, like, because I've looked into like studies around it and stuff, mm-hmm, you know, how even something like being on social media late at night completely fucks up like your circadian rhythm, where mm-hmm, you're not getting like the proper sleep cycles, yeah, that are natural. You know, humans aren't used to having light on in the middle of the, yeah, night and right in our faces. And then of course the dopamine hits of like seeing all the different content, let alone if you're getting like notifications and you're getting all that kind of stuff. Like, it's so addictive. And mm-hmm, I honestly wish like companies made it so much easier to like get out of those addictive cycles, because it's just like, especially with TikTok, bro.
I know.
That app is so addictive. I've had to like delete it multiple, mm-hmm, times, mm-hmm, from my phone because, mm-hmm, I'm like, this is bad. I don't know, yeah, if you have experienced the same.
Oh my gosh, 100%. And that's where it's like everyone's trying to figure it out, because everyone, mm-hmm, especially for businesses too, like you have the business, mm-hmm, I have the business, everyone out, like any entrepreneurs too, like know the value of being on social media and, mm-hmm, showing up as yourself. And even for your business, it is important, but then trying to find the personal boundaries with it too, mm-hmm, is so hard. And everyone, like everyone's trying to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like TikTok for me right now, like I don't think I've posted in the past like week or two.
Oh, okay.
Which isn't normal for me. I like, mm-hmm, like to stay active on all my platforms,
mm-hmm,
but I feel like I just can't right now. I'm, mm-hmm, like, if I post, I'm going to go down like I'm going to spiral, mm-hmm, if I start posting. 'Cause I just don't feel like, I don't know. Does that sound stupid? Like, no, ready to like get back on there, because I get, yeah, sucked in super easily.
Oh yeah, it's so easy to get sucked in. I mean, you're setting boundaries, which I think is like really healthy, yeah, and not commonplace in the content creation space, because it really is like, it's like an invisible contract that you feel like you kind of have to sign, where you, like the algorithm and posting consistently and just, yeah, go is the top most important thing. And that's really like where you get sucked in, let alone, yeah, just viewing content and just,
oh, yeah,
how addictive it can be. So I think that's great. I honestly need to do that too. Just like take some breaks.
Yeah. Well, it's not even, it's that, because I get very sucked in when I'm scrolling. Like if I go, mm-hmm, onto TikTok, I'm like, oh, I want to post this.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll first scroll for like, mm-hmm, an hour or two.
Yep.
So I've just been staying off it completely. Like, okay, I just can't, yeah, be doing that right now. but like, I don't know. Yeah. Focusing on so many different platforms, you want to, mm-hmm, put your best work out there,
mm-hmm,
so sometimes it's like something's got to give,
mm-hmm,
like if it's not Instagram that you're doing, maybe it is focusing on TikTok, or, mm-hmm, like using your energy carefully, because right now I'm like, I don't know if I have enough energy to pour my best into every single platform, and then every single person I care about in my life,
mm-hmm,
and all these other things, mm-hmm, going on. So I'm like right now just trying to pick and choose. Like,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. I'm like being selective to with your energy. And,
yeah,
speaking of that too, I'm really curious, because you're a business owner, you have your jewelry,
yes,
company.
Yes.
Yes, which is amazing. Like, when did you come out with it?
So I came out with Starlight in 2019.
Okay.
I was a senior in high school, which,
oh,
yeah, right now I would have been graduating college if I went through college,
mm-hmm.
So it's been like 4 years.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, 4 years almost exactly, which, wow, is crazy.
That's wild.
But yeah, I've been through lots of phases with it, like,
oh, yeah,
in the past 4 years. Yeah,
I bet. Definitely. I mean, it's literally like I don't know what having a newborn is like, but they always say that having a business is like having a baby. It just, yeah, takes all your time and energy. And you're talking about like being selective with your energy and content creation, let alone, you know, maintaining healthy relationships, finding relaxed time is, you know, already difficult in and of itself, but you have a business as well. Like, how are you selective with your energy, and how do you kind of set parameters on how much you exert yourself and finding that balance,
yeah,
by having a business? 'Cause it's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you too. You have your business as well. So
yeah,
you
but
it.
I don't really know how to find bells.
No, that's like, Joey. I know.
I'm like, I'm not a good example.
We're in the same boat, literally. Like, that's like, I just downloaded the platform. I don't know if you've heard like Monday.com.
Oh my God.
Do you guys use that?
Yes. So my team is behind the camera. Okay. When I found Monday.com, yeah. I literally like was talking to my whole team. I was like, this is going to like make our lives yes. so much easier. And I couldn't help but feel they were probably like, what the fuck? It's just like yeah. a website. But I'm like, no, this has like please. The power to make our lives so much more organized. So I'm a huge Monday.com oh. fan. But you just got on
it? Yeah, just got on it last week.
Oh, cool. So, and for anyone who doesn't know, Monday.com, it basically, it's like an organization system for a business that makes it a lot easier to like track your progress on mm-hmm. projects, delegate responsibilities, communication. It's really amazing.
Basically like everything that like a group chat or mm-hmm. like a spreadsheet could do, just I feel like so much more visually like pleasing and mm-hmm. you can just really like see everything outlined so much better.
Yeah.
So we That's just great. Got on that.
Nice.
And I'm like, hopefully that does something.
Yeah. That'll help a lot.
Yeah, but like I don't know, I'm trying to just keep myself accountable, because obviously when you're in charge of a company or in charge of a team mm-hmm. like no one else is, I mean yeah, people are coming to you, but mm-hmm. you kind of have to be running everything else mm-hmm. so yeah, I don't know, just staying on top of all the little tasks sometimes can be a lot, so mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm trying to like figure out a balance with it, but
at yeah. least you're focused on like being like not overexerting yourself and being selective about like what energy you exert, like put into something mm-hmm. and also not being, not being afraid to just like take a break from like a platform to set mm-hmm. parameters around like how much time you're spending on like a social media platform. I think that's really cool. And something that you don't really see from a lot of content creators. Cause yeah. did you ever go through like a period in your life where you felt like your work really just kind of like overconsumed you?
Yeah. For so many months this year, like this past okay. year,
oh, really?
Where I was just like, I can't do my job good. Mm. And I don't know if you feel this, but when it's, like your brand is you. Mm-hmm. So when you're not doing well, you're like, I'm not pouring my best yeah. into anything right now. Like this yeah. is, yeah. So I think when I'm more so struggling like mentally or I'm not feeling my best, I feel like I can't pour into everything else my best. Mm-hmm. So it's like always just trying to keep myself in check and like mm-hmm. find those limits. 'Cause then that's when I can pour into like the specific things better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like I'm like just trying to be so disciplined right now and it's so hard.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm like trying.
That's good. And I mean, hey, I think you're in a like great place to be able to do it. That's one of the yeah. things I love about Hawaii mm-hmm. Is that the lifestyle is such a slower pace here that you don't feel the external pressure and expectations to just be like, go, 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 you yeah. know, nonstop. You're in an environment that is kind of telling you to just like slow the fuck down. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, I don't know about for you, but yeah. for me, that's like really helpful because it's a good reminder that like there's a world outside of my own little bubble and I can chill and relax and not lose my mind, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful place. And it's like sometimes just envisioning that you are like on an island mm-hmm. too, and there's water everywhere and there's so many like people that a lot of people don't even like. I feel like get into social media here, mm-hmm. which I love mm-hmm. because it is just so much more about life and people and connecting and yeah, everything, which I love.
Did you used to live in LA before the Sandy Point, or were you always in Michigan?
It was always Michigan. So mm-hmm. I like took a lot of trips to LA.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. I feel like when that's in high school, when I was just, you know, 100% career focused, mm-hmm. like I would try to go to LA, like, as much as I could during mm-hmm. the weekends and do meetings and everything like that. Mm. But yeah, I it kind of felt like I lived there for a little bit, mm-hmm. but I
totally thought you did. Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, I feel like I have the lowdown as it, like the different areas and kind of how LA works mm-hmm. without ever like having lived there.
Yeah. Like yeah. permanently been there. You yeah. got like basically the LA experience.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. 'Cause I would say like I much prefer the type of environment here as opposed to like that type of environment because yeah. you're not surrounded by not only just like content creation, but I think you're not, you know, sometimes for some people, I think it's super inspiring to be in an environment where there's people who are just going 100% mm-hmm. in their career and focused on that and just go, go, go. But I think here is such a beautiful reminder of like the ability to connect with nature, the ability to, you know, find peace within the people, whether it's the kindness of the people who live here or, mm-hmm. or I don't know. I think it's great. And actually, yeah. I wanted to ask you one of the questions that I had planned is like, since you have moved to Hawaii, like what mm-hmm. what are your top three favorite things mm-hmm. about living here? And then what are three things that you're like, this is an adjustment. This is like not my favorite.
Okay. So I feel like what I love about being here is it feels very separated from like my life in Michigan sometimes. Mm-hmm. These are my own friends and my own like routine mm-hmm. and everything, which it's like such a clear boundary because you're literally on an island. It's like, yeah, I know I kind of built this for myself. Like I know yeah. these friendships and everything. It was a cool way to like test myself, like, and show myself that I can build like a community and lifestyle outside of Michigan. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. And I still that's really awesome. Value that of like, yeah, this is my own kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think that's like so healthy to have that for yourself too, your own rhythm and everything.
Especially if you built it yourself, like moving here, like on your own without family, yeah. you know, like, and really starting a life for yourself. Like that's super impressive.
Well, yeah, thank you. But yeah, no, that was like, I think that's always super valuable to me too. So I love that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I love the lifestyle here mm-hmm. of healthy eating and working out, mm-hmm. especially I feel like North Shore like mm-hmm. has a lot of encouragement to, you know, eat healthy, eat local, mm-hmm. be working out and be active. I love that. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy that a lot. And
that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. I love my friends. Such
a cool lifestyle. Oh, and yeah. your friends too. Yeah.
My friends too. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they're all like up right around where you live, right?
Yeah. Like definitely a lot, up north. And then I have a few friends in town too. Mm-hmm. And I have my church friends, which I go to church on the east side. So it's like,
cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I like having friends kind of all over too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's also, I think that's really important too, is to just have, yeah, little different groups. You're not super locked in.
Yeah, it's very easy to be isolated in the North Shore. I know when I lived up there, I was just like, oh my god, there's like so few people up here and it's so quiet and it's so disconnected.
Yeah
exactly.
It's like everyone knows everyone.
Yeah, it can be easy to feel like it's in a little bubble. Mm-hmm. But that's cool that you're able to like connect with other people around the island and also have like kind of benefit from that lifestyle. What are like three things that you're like not crazy about here?
I think like one thing is kind of what I talked about earlier, like trying to find the balance of like vlogging and like making content here mm-hmm. because I want to be respectful. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I'm trying to just figure out, which has been a challenge for me. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
That's good. I'm glad you're approaching it with respect because there is, I think, a very needed importance and kind of, honestly, you know, because it's like it's a privilege for us to be here, you know, mm-hmm. and it's such a beautiful culture and one that really deserves a lot of respect. And you want to make sure, I know for me, I want to make sure with the type of content that I'm doing too, that it's like respectful to the people who live here and not intruding on that. So I love that you're identifying that too.
Oh, 100%. And that's why it's like, I love my like private personal life here, mm-hmm. but then I just, sometimes it's hard to navigate what I'm posting and what I'm not, mm-hmm. since it is my content, like is lifestyle focused. Mm-hmm. It's like, how do I properly do that while still being respectful and vulnerable? And like that's just been a hard thing for me to navigate, mm-hmm. but it's not the end of the world. Like I'm figuring it out. It
could
good.
Be worse. Yeah. You're in Hawaii. Worse. So
oh my gosh, that's what I mean. So that's like, it's not a negative. It's just something I'm trying to navigate.
Yeah. An adjustment.
That. And I think that it's, like far away from my family, mm-hmm. and it's expensive to come here, mm-hmm. so that's why I feel bad sometimes, like for my like parents or siblings, if they wanted to come out here, it's kind of like we really have to lock in a time. But it's mostly me just going back, which again, it's not a bad thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, there's not too many negatives for me other than those two, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people like talk about like experiencing like island fever and so feeling like stuck and like it's so small, but I personally never experienced that. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like it's like great out here. I mean, what do you love about Michigan? Cause your whole family is still like located in Michigan. Yeah.
Yes. My grandparents and aunt and uncle live on the Big Island. And then my, yes. And well, my grandparents will go back to Michigan. They're not this year, but they'll normally go back to Michigan for like 3 months out of the summer.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes. But yeah, the rest of my family's in Michigan. My sister's in Alabama, but she's finishing up school there. And then, yeah, just in Michigan.
That's cool. Other and you go that, back. Do you go back and visit in the winter? Because I feel like it would be so cold up there. I don't know how you lived through that.
Yeah. Well, so, like, I go for, like, Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
In those seasons. But not anywhere from, like, January, I feel like, till April or May-ish.
The miserable months.
Yeah. I don't go during those months.
Yeah.
Also because it's such like a busy time for my family too. Like my brothers are still in high school. They have all their sports going on, like their school dances, and my both my parents are running businesses. And so they're very busy too. So it's like if I were to go back, I wouldn't be like spending time with family. Do you know what I mean? Because everyone has like their own schedules. So
that's cool. Yeah. So both your parents are business owners. Did you get like a lot of inspiration from them, like in creating and building your own business? Were they able to like kind of like help impart wisdom on you or kind of like guide you through that process?
For sure. Like mom, it has been just like the biggest supporter and inspiration because she owns a couple different businesses, but her main is like a beauty bar back in Michigan. It's called Urban U. And she does like a lot of like the skincare stuff too.
Yeah.
And like, cosmetic stuff, but she's been a big inspiration. And just guiding me in, I don't know, managing motivation and just so many things. And she's also been someone that's given me so much confidence. I feel like, and I'm so lucky to have that. Like, I feel so blessed that I had that growing up. Like, somebody that raised me to just believe I can do it. And, you know, I can push through anything. And having that mindset, like, I feel very lucky that I had her to look at. And I still do. So I think, that is such a privilege, which a lot of people don't have that. Which is such an advantage, I think, when you're raised with that mindset of, like, you can do it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Especially coming from someone who is like a woman entrepreneur as well, you know, who like has her own businesses. I feel like that's just like extra valuable, you know, to be able to have that like influence in your life that's helping you along. Because it's very easy, I think, for a lot of people. I know for me, I definitely was in an environment that discouraged growth, discouraged like, you know, going above and beyond and really pushing. And so you being able to have that influence in your life, it's like awesome. Did she really like, did your parents really push you to pursue content creation when you were younger, or like really, I guess not push you, but like support you throughout the process?
Totally.
Oh, sweet.
Well, so I don't really even remember. I just remember like my mom, like me telling my mom, you know, hey, I want to get a computer or I want to get a camera. Like, what can I do to get that? And she'd be like, okay, you know, go get a job or go start doing this. And, like helping me find realistic ways to like accomplish my goals. She was super good at, but she never like pushed me to keep doing more, you know, which I'm also so thankful for because I feel like I was never pressured. Like, if this is something you want to do, do it. If it's not, don't. But like whatever goal I had, she was there to kind of like help guide me.
That is so cool. I also love that like she was, when you're like, you have an interest in getting a computer or a camera, she's just like, okay, work, put, you know, put the work in, earn the money, you know, you can get it for yourself. Yeah. But I also love that she didn't push you because I will say, you know, YouTube and social media has become such a huge thing. And I don't think everyone has the privilege of having, once they start growing on social media, to have parents who don't overly push them yeah. for the sake of success, for the sake of like continuing to grow. I think there's already so much internal pressure that you experience that, you know, getting that from like your parents, I can mm-hmm. only imagine like the stress and just how much that would cause. So your parents like being supportive but not like pushing you too much, I think yeah. is super cool.
Which that's looking so back, yeah, like in the moment I was a teenager and mm-hmm. I was like, I didn't really understand how like supported mm-hmm. I was. But looking back, I'm just like so thankful for the way that it was all done. But yeah.
That's so cool. That's awesome. I love that you were able to have like those positive, I guess, influences in your life to be able yeah. to like help you support you kind of through this journey. Because I have to say, it's super cool that you were able to start when you were like 13 and you have continued like this long, continuing to create content, continuing in this, and of course like managing your business. I'd love to know like what are some of the biggest lessons that you've learned after like having a business for 4 years, especially because like, you know, you're young. Mm-hmm. It's very scary launching a business. It's very scary managing it. And it's a constant cycle of just like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Yeah. There's no guidebook for this. Like, what are some of the biggest lessons you've learned?
Wait, first of all, I just want to say, I think it's so cool that you've like had the success that you've had, not even being supported growing up. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I definitely like, I not a good home environment, a very bad one, in a lot of ways. And, but you know, at the same time, I guess on the inverse side of that, like I'm grateful that the bad experiences were able to teach me how to be able to support myself and push myself and be independent. You know, because it's a hard lesson having to like do it on your own. Mm-hmm. But like, once you do that, I feel like you're like, oh, I can do anything, you know?
Yeah. And you have that confidence.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's something, you know, like I would never want to go through again, but like learning that lesson, I think is so valuable and great. But I think the ideal is being able to have a really good support system from your family to be able to do that. And unfortunately it's not super common. So I love that that was your experience.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, like you kind of pushed through and I think that's like so inspiring for anyone, because it's like if you are in a bad situation, you can get through. But yeah, thank super you. Inspiring.
I appreciate that.
Yes. And then as for the business, yeah, I think I like went through so many phases with it and just trying to stay like present in my like social media business side of things, but then also like pursue the jewelry business seriously too. Like, I don't know, I've been trying to for the past couple years, like just trying to find that balance of what am I pouring more energy into. And I think I've gotten to the point where it's like I want to be equally as invested in both.
Cool.
And now like taking that position, it's like, yeah, I think I've realized like, okay, maybe I have to put some things on the back burner, like for at least a couple of days so I can focus energy on Starlight. And it's like, maybe I give TikTok a break or I'm giving YouTube a break. So it's like, yeah, I'm trying to find the balance of being super hands-on with both. So, yeah, I don't know.
Give and take process.
Just, I don't know. I've been through a lot with it, but yeah, feeling confident in like the products that I'm making now is like the most important part to me. So focusing on like my sustainability goals and just like all of my smaller goals, we're kind of like taking it back a notch so that I can just really focus on that and then build up. So that's like what I'm working on now.
Okay. I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
And
so.
Taking it day by day, give and take process, because it's like anytime I see like someone who's like a content creator and a business owner, I'm just like, how the hell do you do it?
Well, you do it too.
I do it. I think I'm always wanting to learn from other people though, because as I'm sure you understand when you're in the middle of it, and this I think goes for any like business owner, like if it's a business owner with like a family or just, you know, when you're having to juggle so many things, in the middle of it, like you're just like, oh my God, like there's so much going on. How do I organize all of this? But you see other people who are in the same type of situation and you're like, they are killing it. Look at them. Organized as fuck. And
but you don't see the behind the scenes.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't see like the stress, the blood, sweat, and tears that go on behind it. And the fact that you've been able to, you know, continue yours for 4 years is so cool. Like I know for my brand, it's still just a baby, you know, like 2 years. And it's a constant process of just mm-hmm. like juggling. But I think for me, I am still at the very beginning phases of just like, okay, how do we get enough sleep? Let's like focus on that first. How do we like maybe take a break, you know, like maybe chill out just like a little bit every once in a while. I'm still at like the learning how to walk phases of like finding that balance. But I love that like throughout this conversation, one principle that you've really focused on is like balance. My favorite quote in the world is balance in all things. And I mm-hmm. try to repeat it to myself a lot mm-hmm. because it really, I think your quality of life is determined by like how well you're able to find the balance in everything that you do. And it sounds like you're at least on the journey of really finding it out.
On the way for sure. We're trying to figure it out. But like I think that for me, I'm a very like all or nothing mm-hmm. at least in the past I've been a very like go person mm-hmm. and lately I'm just like my number one priority is my health because once that's good, I can pour into everything else, businesses, relationships, just everything. So yeah, like that's been my number one priority, just because like if it's not, nothing else is gonna work.
Yeah, that's true. So it's everything like, else falls apart. Yeah
so that's like the number one thing.
That's so cool. That's an awesome lesson. I've loved that you've been able to learn that, and I think everyone in some capacity like has to learn that in some point in their life, where you have to realize like I got to put myself first. I got to put my health first. That's one of the reasons I talk about mental health so much on this podcast, is because it's like, if you're not taking care of yourself first, then everything else is just, you know, going to be affected or come crashing down. So I love that you shared that. I can't believe like an hour has already gone by.
Gosh, dang it. By.
Excuse me. My God, something's
on fire. We've been like nonstop talking for an hour.
I know. No, it was so great to kind of like pick your mind and hear a little bit about your story, and also hear about the, you know, things you love about Hawaii. And thank you for like driving all the way down.
Oh my God, don't even say thank you. This was fun for me. This was relaxing. Getting here was so much better than. This is all great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. And everyone, please check out Starlight, her jewelry brand. I literally was just looking through your website and I was like, oh my God, these are like so cute.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to get a few and support.
Thank you.
Please go support the brand. And where can people follow you on social media?
Mostly just by my name. It's Hannah Meloche, M-E-L-O-C-H-E. Last name's a little bit difficult, but yeah, that on everything, I think. Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, thank you again for coming on. We have to hang out again soon after this, but appreciate it. And thank you to everyone who listened. Make sure you go follow her, support her business and channels as well. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and hear new episodes out every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio. New episodes out wherever you listen to your podcasts. And we'll see y'all in the next one.
Bye.